Today's story is a story about Krishna's Guru Dakshina. After Krishna kills Kamsa and crowns Ugrasena as the king of Dwarka, he realizes that he has no formal education. All of his childhood has been spent in the beautiful village of Vrindavana along with his brother Balrama and his closer cousin Uddhava. And so, after the coronation of Ugrasena as the king of Dwarka, Krishna, Balrama and Uddhava decide that they need to go and live in the ashram of a very learned guru and learn everything that is there to learn in a school. After Devaki bids them a cheerful goodbye, all the three of them go to Guru Sandipani's ashram. Now, Guru Sandipani is a very famous guru. He accepted Krishna, though he was quite a older boy, as his disciple, because he knew that Krishna was the one who would always stand for Dharma and who would never be a power hungry or a war waging king. And in Guru Sandipani's ashram, all the three of them learn everything that Guru Sandipani has to teach about how to run a kingdom, about warfare, about the nuances of politics or how a political game is played in a kingdom. But surprisingly, all the three of them learn at one attempt. For all that vast knowledge that Guru Sandipani has, Krishna, Balrama and Uddhava are great students. Their mind is like a sponge. It absorbed everything that Guru Sandipani wanted to impart to them. One day, they were sitting on the banks of the shore, and Krishna realizes that his Guru Sandipani is crying. He goes up to his Guruji and he asks him, "Guru, why are you crying? I have never seen you cry ever from the past year that I've been with you." And so Guru Sandipani tells him, "Last year, my son, around at the same time, my son Punaradatta was kidnapped by the Panchajanas. They come every year on that huge ship that you see there in the harbor, and they take young people from here and trade them off." This is the first time that Krishna had heard about the story from his guru. He tells his Guruji, "Guruji, please do not cry. I will see that I will get Punaradatta back to you." And so, with the help of his cousin Uddhava, Krishna stealthily goes towards the huge ship that Guru Sandipani had pointed out to him. They slowly climb up to this huge, fierce-looking ship, and there, the moment they land, Bikru, the head sailor, catches hold of them and ties them to the mast of the ship, thinking, "Let the ruler of Panchajanya come here and see these boys. Let him decide what to do with these two boys who have entered our ship." And so, a little while later, Panchajanya comes with two huge, fierce-looking rakkasas called Hullu and Hukku, who are his guards. And Panchajanya, looking at these two young lads, thinks to himself, I can sell them or I can trade them the same way that I have traded Punaradatta. I will get a very good price for them. They look very beautiful. And so Krishna and Uddhava are tied to this mast. The ship sets sail and they are made to do small jobs on the ship. One day, Krishna and Uddhava come upon Huku and Hullu, who are trying to beat up a small carpenter boy. They save the carpenter boy from Huku and Hullu. Huku and Hullu get very angry and they fight with Krishna. But Krishna, being Krishna, defeats both of them. And both Huku and Hullu become his servants. But Panchajanya is very angry. He takes his whip out and tries to hit Krishna, but Krishna catches hold of the whip, turns it back and ties Panchajanya with it. And then as he is tying, Panchajanya's scotch falls down from his pockets. Krishna picks up the couch and blows on it. And from then onwards, the blowing on the couch shell means the victory of good over evil. The ship sails through and Krishna talks to a few people there on the ship and realizes that Punaradatta has been sold to the Nagakanyas in Vaivaswatapuri, and he tells Bikru the sailor to take him there towards Vaivaswatapuri, and there they go to the land of sun, Nagaland, where all the women are mesmerizingly beautiful. They are called Nagakanyas, and the city of Vaivaswatapuri is very close to the Patala Loka, but it is beautiful. And there, after they get down, after the ship is docked in the harbor and they get down and they go around, they realized that in the city of Vaivaswatapuri, it was the women who ruled. The kingdom passed from a mother, the Rani Ma, to her daughter, the next eldest, Rajkumari. And after talking to a few people in the town, Krishna and Uddhava realize that Punaradatta, the son of Guru Sandipani, has been married to the eldest Nagakanya princess. And now Krishna and Uddhava go about searching for Punaradatta. They ask around the town and they go to a huge palace, and there they realize that Punaradatta is happily married to the eldest Nagakanya princess there. And the queen mother, after seeing Krishna, is so impressed with him. She tells her guards to get Krishna and Uddhava to her court. And then she tells them, "Tomorrow you will marry my younger princess. You will be here with us because we do not go anywhere. We like our husbands to be here with us because our kingdom here is passed from mother to daughter." Krishna is so hell-bent on getting Punaradatta back. He tells the queen mother, "Rani Ma, I would like to spend a little time with your younger princess." And as he and the younger princess are talking, he tells the younger princess, "I would like to talk to your elder sister's husband. Can I talk to him?" After getting Punaradatta alone with him, Krishna asks him, "Punaradatta, are you really Guru Sandipani's son?" Punaradatta is shocked to hear his father's name And he tells Krishna, yes, I am Guru Sandipani's son. Please rescue me from here. These people have kidnapped me and got me here. I do not know how to escape. Krishna goes to Ranima and tells her, I will not marry the young princess. I need to go away from here. But then the father there tells Krishna, tomorrow morning you will defeat me in the fight, and only then can you go without marrying. Only if you defeat me can you go without marrying Ma, the younger princess. And so next day morning in the harbor, in the docks of the harbor, Krishna has somehow hidden Punardatta in the huge ship that they have come. Hullu and Huku are just waiting for his orders. Uddhava is already inside the ship. And Krishna and the father have a huge bout of wrestling match. They fight, and Krishna slowly pushes the divine father off and rushes towards the water and jumps onto the ship. Huku and Hullu, being two huge rakkasas, push the huge ship into the deep waters of the ocean, jump inside with them, and row furiously towards the other side. Even before the army of the Naga Kanyas of Vaivasvatapuri realize what is happening, they have already crossed onto the mid of the mighty ocean. Krishna safely takes Punaradatta back to his guru Sandipani's ashram. There he and Uddhava hand over Punaradatta to Guru Sandipani and tell him, Guruji, you have refused to take fees for all that you have taught us. You didn't take a dakshina from us, but this is our Guru Dakshina to you. We are giving over your son Punaradatta back to you. And so this was Krishna's Guru Dakshina.